Where in the Bible will I find that Christians may join lodges? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit directed inspired men to write, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You see, God has given us His Word. This fulfills all requirements for knowledge and makes the man of God perfect. Perfect, as used in the Bible, means to be mature, full, or complete. So we have God's Word, and that makes us complete. We do not need lodges or any other man-made institution to fulfill our spiritual needs. All spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 3. We who have been obedient to His commandments by being baptized in water have put on Christ, Mark 16, 16, and Galatians 3, 27. He has added us to His church, Acts 2, 47, and so it is through His church that we are to glorify God, not through any man-made institution. Many who are members of lodges will support their lodges before they will the Lord's church. Let there be a Bible class or a gospel meeting going on at the place they attend services and a lodge meeting at the same time, and you may very well find these members present in the lodge building, not the church building. All material blessings come down from God. He deserves all honor and glory, and will only receive it if done according to His commandments, not through man-made institutions. Matthew 6:33 reminds us that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. While a Christian may be involved in the community, he should not be involved in any way that interferes or contradicts his Christianity and his devotion to the Lord's church.